This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Monday. Happy New Year. Gang's all here, ready to go, even though they just found out earlier this morning that it's a national holiday. But we're working, and we're happy to be back. Phone calls, we'll get to those. Best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. You know, we live in a hot take world. That's what this industry has become. Got to have a hot take, got to have an opinion, got to have it right away. Whether it's right or wrong, got to have a hot take. Never subscribe to it, won't subscribe to it. And I've been criticized because I don't have hot takes. I like to have informed takes. Maybe I don't have an opinion on something. Maybe it's, can I wait and see on something? But in this day and age, it's about the opinion, and it's right now. If I said 5 weeks ago, hey, maybe it's time for Aaron Rodgers to sit down, bring in Jordan Love. Okay. Jets are going to the playoffs. Steelers are done. Tom Brady's washed. Jags are a mess. 5 weeks ago. Look at where we are now. Tom Brady, one of his best games he's had in recent history. The Jets are out. Packers, you win and you're in. Carolina could have won the division yesterday. They fired their coach. They traded Christian McCaffrey. Got to have a hot take. Got to have it now. There's nothing wrong with waiting. It's okay. Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, okay. Hey, if they start to lose these games, then you put in Jordan Love. Well, you're still paying him $50 million a year. Here's Aaron Rodgers after the win yesterday against the Vikings.
Things have been happening for us the last few weeks exactly as we need them to happen. And that's the mindset that I've had the entire time, that that there's some destiny involved with this, and it's just on us to go out and fulfill that.
Okay. The offense playing great. Well, they scored some points thanks to the defense. I still go back to what I thought in the preseason because I thought the Packers and Chargers were going to play in the Super Bowl. I thought the Chargers were going to win the Super Bowl. Now, the Chargers look like they're in a lot better shape than Green Bay, but the Chargers, as I always point out, find the banana peel. Feels like every year that I go, you know, I think I like the Chargers. But this year, the expectation level's not as high. Because in the AFC, it's crowded with some very good teams. You know, you have Green Bay. You can win the NFC. Now, is it going to be difficult? Yes, because you're going to be on the road. But you can win. Weren't they a sixth seed when Aaron Rodgers won his Super Bowl? But the defense is playing well, and that's the key. Run the football. I want less Aaron Rodgers. Okay? Less. Because if I have two good running backs and I have a really good defense, that's how I want to start my game. I don't need magic from Aaron Rodgers. I just think, all right, let's get these young developing wide receivers, get some touches in there, and come up with a big play or two. And if you have that formula, Green Bay could win the NFC. At least that's what I thought this year.
Stick with it, man.
I am. I have to. That's my Super Bowl pick. But, you know, you look back at what the NFL, it happens so quickly where you're like, all right, I figured this out. It's a long season. You know, you go back to September, your opinions in September, then your opinions in October, your opinions in December, and here we are in January. And you're still trying to figure out, like, how good is Buffalo? How good is Cincinnati? They play tonight. Buffalo is a slight favorite. How good is Kansas City? All else fails, you got Patrick Mahomes. And to me, that's the ultimate weapon. Nobody has that. All else fails, who can I rely on? I can rely on Patrick Mahomes. I know that. But you start to handicap the NFC. Can you count on Dak Prescott in a big moment? Can you count on Mike McCarthy in a big moment? Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts coming back. When's he coming back? Can you count on him in a big moment? He had a taste of the playoffs last year against Tampa Bay and looked not ready for the moment. San Francisco struggled to put away the Raiders with Jared Stidham as quarterback. Made him look like he was, you know, Daryl LaMonica. You're trying to figure this out. And I don't know how good the Niners are. Brock Purdy played well. I wanted to see how he'd perform coming back to win a game. Joey Bosa is going to be your defensive player of the year. So you have Nick Bosa is going to be defensive player of the year. But you have these teams where you're still trying to figure them all out because everyone's flawed. I don't know how good Tampa is, but they're going to host the Cowboys, it looks like, in a playoff game. Can they beat them? Sure. Yes. Now's not the time to go, now I'm going to start betting against Tom Brady. Brady at home, played well, great game. Granted, it was against Carolina. And so I think that when you start to give an opinion on something, a hot take on something, you got to, you know, play this out. It's a long season. Instead of going, right now, this team is, okay, right now, bigger Vikings. Got a good handle on the Vikings? They're the worst 12-4 team I've ever seen. Where you go, wait, they're 12-4. They're, a 1-point favorite against the Bears in Chicago. The Bears are terrible. I mean, isn't that crazy? Yeah, Paulie.
I'm going to give you a quarterback stats, and you guys try to name the quarterback. Talk about one you didn't see coming.
Kirk Cousins.
This guy's got 4,000 yards passing. Mm-hmm. He's got 29 touchdown passes and only 7 interceptions. He's tied for fourth in the league for touchdown passes. He's also got the fewest interceptions of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league in passing touchdowns. So this guy's having probably the best year in the NFL. One of the best years.
Kirk Cousins.
Jared Goff.
Oh!
Jared Goff has 4,000 yards, right, 65% passer. 29 touchdowns, 7 picks. Just to give you a comparison, he's just a tick behind Josh Allen in stats this year.
Okay.
Just a tick.
Good call.
Saying he's just a tick ahead of Geno Smith.
He's tied with Geno at the... Geno Smith also has 29 touchdowns. You would have won that bet if you had Jared Goff over under. It had to be what? I'll bet it was 19.5 touchdowns this year for Jared Goff over under before the season.
Yeah.
What do they do with him? They've got this draft pick from Seattle that came out of nowhere. Right now,
With
the Rams. They have the 6th pick of the draft, Detroit, and they may not take a quarterback. Then their own pick is 17th.
Yeah, but I don't want to take a quarterback. I want to take the quarterback that makes sense for them. And that guy might not be there. He might already be off the board. And maybe you stay with Jared Goff. And why wouldn't you? They got a lot of offensive talent there. And then you have this big game against Green Bay. Yes, Mark.
I think the Lions might look at this season as a real disappointment because they had so many close games early in the season, and they shouldn't even be in this predicament right now.
You're right. You're right. I thought that there were going to be three teams from that division make the playoffs, and I thought the Lions were going to make the playoffs. But, you know, that's what's crazy. They were horrible to start, losing all these close games, and then all of a sudden, nobody wants to face them. And now you have Green. I would not be surprised if Detroit won that game in Green Bay. They just wouldn't. It's just been that kind of season where you go, what just happened? Yep, that happened. A couple of phone calls in here, best and worst of the weekend. Derek in New York. Derek, thanks for holding. What's on your mind today? Hey, Derek. Barry in Santa Fe. Hi, Barry. Derek right now is the worst caller of the year.
Leading candidate?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's
yeah,
fair.
No, it is. Yeah, yeah. Hi, Barry.
Good morning, fellas, and good morning, chat row. Happy New Year. No best of the weekend this weekend. Mm. The worst was not even the Jets being eliminated and losing. It's another Lucy pulling the football out of Charlie Brown's reach again this year. The worst is actually Mike Effin White. Coming down to earth. Everybody loves his guts, his leadership, his strength, his toughness. Guy can't put the ball in the end zone. When does spring training start?
Okay. Well, are you guys signing Correa? Is Correa going to be on the roster there, Barry, for your Mets?
Listen to me. You can all laugh all that you want. Here's what's going down. I'll tell you what's happening right now.
Okay.
Uncle Steve is making sure that he doesn't get stuck with a big payday down the road if Correa eventually, you know, if his ankle gets bummed out.
Well, no, you're not giving me any inside information there, Barry. I understand that. They're doing their due diligence, just like the Giants did. The Giants backed away from giving him that contract. And now the Mets are looking at Correa going, do we want to pony up that kind of money, $300 million, over the next 11, 12 years? I'd say no. I wouldn't. But if you're Steve Cohen, you're going to spend $1 billion, go ahead. You know, all right, you made a mistake. It's a write-off for you. It's not my money. Yeah, Paulie.
I have some breaking college football news, which is not really that newsy. You ready for it? No shocker, Alabama quarterback Bryce Young is declaring for the NFL draft.
Oh, okay.
Linebacker Will Anderson,
edge rusher.
And the great running back Jamar Gibbs, who's really nice.
Yeah.
So Bryce Young going to the draft.
I'm watching the Alabama game, and something was missing with Alabama this year. And it felt like, and I don't know if I could say, you know, the motivation or like it felt like they didn't have those skilled position players like they normally do, where you go, oh, my God, their thirds don't injure the second wide receiver because the third wide receiver coming in is just as good. It's almost like you go back to Thurman Thomas when he played at Oklahoma State and Barry Switzer famously said, don't injure him because the running back behind him is better than him. And that was Barry Sanders. That was the feeling I got with Alabama for the last couple of years. This year, it just didn't seem like they had the same kind of magic that they've had. And who would have thought, if I would have said 30 or 40 years ago, hey, you know the one school who's going to get the best wide receivers out of any school in America will be Ohio State. And that's what's happened with Brian Hartline. Big Ten football was supposed to be about running the football. It is with Michigan, with Ohio State. It's not. And they have great wide receivers. Yes, Marv.
So I was watching the Ohio State game with my wife, and she only had one question. Are all of these guys playing in the NFL? She said, it looked like an NFL game.
Yeah.
Like Georgia, Ohio State?
She was
like, I said, Some of these guys in 4 months, some of these guys in about 18 months.
Yes.
They'll all be NFL players.
By the way, Marvin Harrison got hit. And whether it was a targeting penalty, how do you get a concussion, but then I don't flag you for hitting him in the head? That's what I didn't understand. Because it feels like those two go together. Yeah, Paul.
Javon Bullard, I think, was a safety from Georgia who hit him.
Yeah.
He was trying to break up a pass play. Like, I think targeting should have some intent.
But he hit him with his helmet eventually. He hit him in the helmet.
Eventually, yeah. If you watch it and they slow it down, it looks like Bullard, he's hitting Marvin Harrison in the very back of the end zone to break up a touchdown at a crucial point. Mm. It looks like he turns his head away and tries to do shoulder to the shoulder. Tries to.
Yes.
I think that's why the refs, when they did the replay, didn't call targeting, because he didn't spear, look for the head, and not try to break up the pass. There was a play at the end of the Michigan game where Michigan, the player for TCU, he went in crown first.
Oh, yeah, that was targeting.
And they didn't call it targeting on the review.
Yes.
The hit on Harrison I thought was clean, but I could see why.
Mark in Michigan. Hi, Mark. What's on your mind?
Hey, bud.
Good.
Hey, my best of the weekend was men's basketball. My Xavier Musketeers beat Marvin. Can you finish that one?
Oh,
I don't recall.
Beat UConn. Great game. Great game. Worst of the weekend and conundrum of the weekend was my Buckeyes losing. Mm. If the Buckeyes would have and Georgia would have played first, then I would have known what to do with the Michigan TCU game, but because if Ohio State loses, then I want Michigan to lose. But if Ohio State wins, then I want Michigan again. I want another shot at them. And honestly, in Buckeye Nation, the national championship might have even been the second most important thing in playing Michigan a second time.
Yeah, I wondered about that. And thanks for the phone call. If you're Ohio State, were you rooting for Michigan to win, figuring, hey, I like our chances against Georgia? Or, oh my God, we're underdogs against Georgia. If Michigan beats TCU, which everybody expected, and then Michigan's going to play for the national championship. I wondered about that. Aaron in Wisconsin. Hi, Aaron. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Hey. Happy New Year. I got a stat of the day, but I just want to give a quick shout out to Tyler because some moderators kind of make you feel like you're calling your boss to tell him you're sick and can't come in. And so I'm like, oh, I got something good, but I don't know if I can deal with the moderator today. But Tyler's pretty awesome.
Good.
Luka's awesome, and he deserves his love, but I wanted him to call in because Giannis went on Friday. He became the third person in history to have at least 40 points, 20 boards, and 5 assists in back-to-back games with Elgin Baylor and Wilt Chamberlain.
Yep, you're right. And thank you, Aaron. The Joker, he averaged 29, 12, and 10 in the month of December. Fourth player in the last 40 years to average a triple-double for a calendar month. Russell Westbrook, Luka Doncic, LeBron James, the only players to do so. And he opened up January with a triple-double in the win against Boston.
Stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Yes, Paulie.
Quick NBA question. Right now, Luka, Embiid, Giannis, Tatum, the hyphen Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and Steph Curry are all averaging 30 or more points per game. That's 6 players. Durant's a tick below 29.7. Mm. Do you think in the past 40 years, there's been a season where 6 players or more average 30?
I thought there was.
And I don't know the answer, but we could find
out. Oh, let's take a break then.
Perfect.
We'll come back, and we'll get to more phone calls as well after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players, rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you
know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Prior to the break, the commercial break, not the holiday break, Paulie said that you have six players averaging at least 30 points a game in the NBA. Have we had a season where you've had at least six, if not more, average 30 points for the entire season, correct?
Right.
That's how we're phrasing this? Okay. Do you have something to add?
Very little, because we are looking into it.
Okay. But now, I'm going to guess this would be the most players, if the season ended today,
correct,
six players averaging at least 30 a game would be the most in NBA history.
Just to look back at last year, two players averaged 30 or more per game. Can you guess who, just last season, the two players who averaged 30 or more points per game were? This is tougher than it appears, this question. LeBron James at 30.3.
Ooh.
Joel Embiid, 30.6.
Okay.
Six.
All right. I think that you've had a season of at least five.
Four or five. We're looking.
Five.
How about 2020, 2021? 2 years ago. Who were the two players in the league who averaged 30 or more points per game? It was not the two players I mentioned from last year. Two different players.
Durant and Harden.
Steph Curry and Bradley Beal.
Steph Curry and Bradley Beal. Okay.
Damn it.
Dang.
By the way, LeBron had a nice birthday. What, he put up 47? But then, you know, he's passive-aggressive when he does this. You know, I don't want to be playing like this if I'm not playing for championships, or, you know, paraphrasing here. But you kind of, you know, the team is in this position because you played a role in this. And now, does he want out? And you can't trade him right now. You can trade him next summer. But people are like, yeah, trade LeBron right now. Well, you can't, contractually. But next summer, if you want to trade him, then you can trade him. What do you think you're going to get in return for LeBron James? Because if he's already breaking the scoring record this year, you've taken that off the books for a team, Cleveland, if they decide they... And if I'm Cleveland, I don't want to bring back LeBron. And I'm not saying that he wants to go there or they want him, but I think people go, oh, it'd be great if he came back and he ended up in Cleveland. I thought this was supposed to be wherever Bronny was going to go, that's where LeBron was going to go, or vice versa. Yes, Paul.
It'd be great if someday LeBron is traded for his own son. That would be, he's been in the league so long, they're in the same transaction.
All right, I'm trying to think, if I was going to put together guys who scored at least 30 in a season.
Just so you know, it's going to be a long time ago. If you go back 7 or 8 years, I'm going back 15 years, and I can't find it.
I'm going to go back 40 years. I would say Jerry West is in there. Rick Barry is in there.
If I did the cutoff at 1980, do you think there's...
No.
Okay.
I'm going to guess this was in the 60s that you had. If you had Wilt, Rick Barry, Jerry West, Walt Bellamy averaged 30 a game in 1 year. Oh, gosh. There's probably got to be some other guy that would really surprise me. Yeah, yeah, Tom.
Did Oscar Robertson put up that kind of points?
Yeah, Oscar, you could put in Oscar. Maybe those guys averaging 30 a game?
What year are you thinking, mid-60s?
Yes.
Let me get the book.
All right, thank you. A couple of phone calls in here as well. But you have six guys right now who are averaging at least 30 a game. Yeah, Paul.
I just picked a season, 65-66. Okay. Wilt averaged 46. Jerry West, 31. Oscar, hold on, let me check that. Jerry West, 31. Oscar Robertson, 31.
That was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to look around that era.
Previous season. Check the year Walt Bellamy averaged 30 a game. Bell's Bellamy.
1962?
62, so I would have had Oscar with a triple-double, Wilt, Jerry.
Oh, you may have something here, big guy. Wilt, this is 61-62.
Okay.
I got Wilt with 50 points per game, okay. Elgin Baylor, 38, Walt Bellamy, 31, Bob Pettit, 31, Jerry West, 30, Oscar Robertson, 30.8. Bloop, 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 bloop.
Yeah, give it to me, Darius Rucker.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day. Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day.
That might win us a sports Emmy. That segment right there.
The Walt Bellamy?
Yes, yes.
Right. Bob Pettit.
Yeah, Bob Pettit, Walt Bellamy. Let me see here. Oscar in Vegas. Hi, Oscar. What's on your mind today?
Hey, what up, DP?
Hey, bud.
5'8", 170.
Yep.
Got a best and worst and an NBA question, if I may.
Okay.
Best is the Raiders finally made a change that quarterback the other day. I was a bit nervous, but the team definitely performed. Stidham's a baller. We just couldn't get the win.
Okay.
Worst of the weekend is I was actually at the game. And it's a gift and a curse to have that beautiful stadium in Vegas because the Niners overtook that stadium. I mean, it was 75% Niner fans. And best believe they were running the mouth. I wanted nothing more but to send them home with an L while they sat in traffic going back to California.
Thank you, Oscar. Thank you. Tennessee at Jacksonville, that's Saturday. Detroit at Green Bay. New England at Buffalo. The Giants will be at Philadelphia. By the way, it was 15 years ago when the Giants were already locked in as the fifth seed. They went into the final game of the year, and they played their starting lineup against the New England Patriots. Remember that? 38-35, Patriots went undefeated during the regular season. That's the next week, or no, 2 weeks later, I was on Letterman, and I said the Giants would beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. And they were a fifth seed. That's when Letterman said, "Are you drunk?" And I said, "No," because I thought they barely squeezed by the Giants, and then on a neutral site, and got lucky with that prediction there. Brett in South Dakota. Hey, Brett.
Oh, hey, Dan. How you doing?
Good.
I'm a first-time, long-time, always wanted to say that. I got a best and the worst for the weekend. The best was watching my Hawkeyes get revenge over Kentucky for beating us in a bowl game from last year.
Mm-hmm.
But the worst part about it, our defense outscored our offense with two pick sixes. So that was exciting to watch.
Yeah.
It was the score was 21-0 at halftime, and the final was 21-0. So, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Brett. Rick in Florida. Hi, Rick. Try to top that.
Hey, good morning, DP. Happy New Year to you and the fellas.
Thank you, bud.
I, just like Barry in Santa Fe, I have no best, only the worst. My Knicks, after winning 8 in a row, have now lost 4 in a row. And, of course, I know you guys are enjoying my Dolphins collapse of five games in a row. But, DP, I got a question for you that maybe you might want to ask your boy Florio later on this week.
Okay.
How is it that Kenny Pickett, who's had multiple concussions, keeps getting cleared to play? Meanwhile, my boy Tua might still not be cleared to play with the season on the line on Sunday against the Jets. But furthermore, why is it that the Steelers haven't gotten investigated? My Dolphins get investigated for any little thing they do. What, are the Rooneys and the Steelers above investigation? Is Goodell in the Steelers' back pocket?
No. All right. Well, thank you, Rick. I don't think there's anything nefarious here. This is what I don't understand, and I have tried to find this out. Whenever I hear that somebody has cleared concussion protocol, hey, they followed all the guidelines. Maybe we need to examine what is protocol and what are the guidelines and maybe change them. Because with Tua Tagovailoa, hey, Dolphins did everything they were supposed to do, cleared protocol, all of that stuff. Well, I think we need to re-examine what the guidelines are. What's baseline here? What's protocol here? Because obviously, Tua had another concussion. Who were the doctors working for? Is the independent doctor, is he the neurologist? Is he the one who's making the call? What role do the team doctors play in this? I think we need to re-examine how somebody is examined. That, to me, is the bigger issue here. And as far as Tua playing, now you go back and you watch that game differently. Because he didn't remember a play. And, you know, when you have that concussion and you start to make those throws, and he was throwing these interceptions in the second half, I don't think he was all there. In fairness to him, I mean, he made a couple of really bad throws. And I want to be fair to him. And I hope the Dolphins are, you know, looking out for him long term. And I'm sure they're going to tell you, yes, they are. I mean, I go back to when, you know, the Portland doctors were probably looking out for Bill Walton, right? And then he ended up suing them, I believe, for malpractice or whatever, you know, the way they handled his injuries. This happens. Get back out there. And maybe you just say to Tua, you're not going to play the rest of this season until we figure all of this out. And the NFL needs to, you know, have some really hard questions here. Ask those questions. Because you're not fooling anybody. Yeah, Paul.
So Kenny Pickett officially has two concussions this year for Pittsburgh. Tua officially has two concussions and was in the protocol twice for concussions. If you go back to September, I think 22nd, the game against the Bills, where he was thrown to the ground and it was the back injury that we weren't sure whether it was a back injury or a concussion, and he was put back in the game.
You know, we never heard anything about that back injury ever since then, have we?
We did ask the team, and the team on the record told us that that was not a concussion in the Bills game. A week later, when he got the hit against the Bengals, that was. But it's very interesting because there's different media outlets reporting that Tua's had his third or second concussion this year, because a lot of people still think that the play against the Bills was a concussion. And the last kicker to me is, why did the Bills, or why did the Dolphins get rid of their team doctor if he put Tua back in the game for a back injury and not a concussion? Because a back injury...
Well, that was an independent doctor.
Right.
I think they... I was told that somebody had to pay the price there. And they didn't even want to tell you who the neurologist was. They didn't want to embarrass him, from what I was told.
I don't get why that person would have been fired for putting someone back in the game for a back injury.
Yeah.
Which they still maintain.
And we haven't heard anything about that back injury. You would think somebody suffering a back injury like that.
What back injury?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything. Has he been listed on the injury report for a back since the back injury? Nick in Virginia. Hi, Nick. What's on your mind today?
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up, DC?
Hey, man.
First-time caller. I'm 6'1", 195. So I was just calling about the Marvin Harrison Jr. injury. You were asking earlier about how I got the concussion without actually getting hit in the head. I work in physical therapy. I have a specialization in concussion rehab. What you're looking at basically is a whiplash-type injury where the brain – it's a counter coup is the term. So the brain actually just bounces off the inside of the skull from a heavy whiplash. So the hit looked very clean, shoulder to shoulder, but because of the way that it probably moved his head didn't hit the ground per se, but the brain itself might have shifted enough to actually give him that type of concussion.
Okay, I appreciate that. Wait a minute, hold on, Nick. Seton has a question for you.
I was just reading a thing about concussions. And it said that the recovery time for a concussion is usually 7 to 10 days for athletes. But for non-athletic people or non-athletic injuries, head injuries, concussion recovery time is 3 months. What's the difference?
It depends heavily on the type of rehab that you're doing, because there are specific exercises that can be given to anybody with a concussion to help retrain, to readapt the brain to recover faster. So I'm sure when the athletes with professional, you know, trainers and neurologists with them, they have the access to get into those type of things way quicker than the average person who might not even recognize that they have a concussion until weeks later. So that's why that seems a little bit quicker. But at the same time, it's really hard to say, because when you have multiple, they start to stack up. So when you look at like a graph of the brain activity, the chemicals that make up what's going on in there, when you have a concussion, you'll see massive spikes. If you have another one within a week or two, those spikes drop and raise even higher. So it is kind of hard to tell specifically a time frame. And when you're dealing with multiple, it's completely unknown. You can't really tell.
I'm going to give Craig and Nick in Virginia caller of the year so far.
Oh, all right, Nick.
Yeah, Nick. Good luck the rest of the year.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So far, caller of the year. When we need a concussion guy, that's the guy I go to. All right, let's take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. College football coming up, top of the hour. Bowl season. Let's see, what do we have? We have, I'm looking forward to the Cotton Bowl. I love watching the Rose Bowl, but Cotton Bowl's got USC a slight favorite over Tulane. Illinois, Mississippi State coming up at noon, and then Utah, 1-point favorite against Penn State in the Rose Bowl. In case you're wondering, according to DraftKings, the line on the national title game, TCU is getting 13.5. Did anybody do anything interesting on their vacation?
Interesting?
That the audience would go, wow, those guys live the life. Todd, I'm not even going to go with you.
Nothing. There's I went to the Knicks game Christmas Day, and I was fun with my son. Outside of that, I'd have to make up an exciting story for you.
Okay. Now, Seton, anything interesting?
No, not right. We did a jigsaw puzzle over the course of the thing, which I really enjoyed. That was nice.
Wow.
We made some ice cream at some point out of Coquito, so it was it had some alcohol to it. That was really fun.
Sprinkle in a little ayahuasca, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
Marvin, did you do anything interesting?
As a matter of fact, I didn't.
Paulie?
No, a lot of laying around, a lot of bowl games. I went to a weed dispensary. Is that what you call it? In Wilmington, Vermont.
Yeah.
It was like a huge. I thought it was going to be like a little table full of stuff.
Yeah.
I learned a lot. I didn't partake or purchase because I was more confused.
It's a little overwhelming.
Yeah. I was shocked by how much there was to choose from.
You know, when they say sativa, indica, I go, which one gives me energy? Which one puts me to sleep? Yeah, Seton.
Yeah, those stores, they're all really nice, too, actually. They're like, they're usually in some kind of like what was formerly a distressed building or something. And then you come in and you're like, God, the architecture here is amazing. It looks like an Apple store, right. You know?
And you have to give your driver's license. That one always made me nervous when you're like, driver's license. Okay. Yeah, Paul.
I did notice a couple of people when they left the dispensary, like they took their product immediately. As soon as they exit the building, I think they say you're supposed to exit the building and then take it. Wouldn't you put a food truck out there? Or is that like, would that coincide with?
It'd take a little bit longer, I think, for you to get the munchies, I would think.
You want to put about 20 minutes away.
Got it. And you're a Snuggie store.
This day in sports history, Paulie.
Oh, we got a few, Dan. We got, let's see.
I have an unbelievable one.
You want to wrap mine up? I'll do some benign ones.
No, go ahead. I just have one it's bonkers.
1972, Elvis Presley gave Muhammad Ali a $10,000 robe with People's Champion inscribed on it. From Elvis to Muhammad Ali. Ali wore it in a fight he lost to Ken Norton, so he never wore that again.
Christmas. Okay, when you're thinking of the most famous people in the history of our world, our universe, the most famous people, is Pele on the list of most famous people known worldwide?
I would say hands down. As a child, I knew who Pele was, and we didn't watch soccer in America, and I didn't watch soccer.
Okay. But Pele would be on there.
Muhammad Ali's on there.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali would be on there.
Now Michael Jordan.
We're doing sports names, right?
But, I mean, if you took away politicians, you know, if you, but I would
and
say
JC.
JC, yeah. Big marketing campaign there. Yeah. This time of year.
Yeah, but people know the Pope, but they don't know the Pope. They just know, oh, that guy's the Pope. Is he Benedict or is he Pope John? Is he Pope? We don't know that. Yeah, Paul.
I would say non-sports, the Beatles as a group or any of the individuals were.
Elvis?
Yeah.
Is he worldwide?
Oh, I don't know.
See, where do you get into like the Julius Caesars of the world and stuff like that? I mean, does that count, or is that going too far back?
Pre-social media.
Yeah, he didn't go viral.
He didn't, ever.
No, he did not.
Madonna, when she was at her peak of fame, she's probably the most famous woman on earth. At her peak.
All right. Most famous people. We're known by the most people, globally.
Yeah, I think Michael Jordan's got to be on that.
Perhaps you've heard of
Maybe
him.
Maybe you've heard of him.
Yeah, perhaps you have heard of him.
Because just the power of that logo, you know, is crazy. Like, we say it all the time, but, you know, Messi wears a Michael Jordan logo.
Yeah. Who else would be on that list, though?
Tiger. Golf's everywhere.
Yeah, golf is universal.
And then any major, other soccer players, they're worldwide.
Yeah. Okay.
Ed Sheeran.
No,
and Taylor Swift.
By the way, on this date in 1865, there was a fight that took place. It was a bare knuckle fight. The match was called due to darkness. They went 185 rounds.
What?
Con Orem fighting Hugh O'Neill, bare knuckles, 185 rounds, called due to darkness.
I love the idea of them. It's after the 182nd round, and some guy goes, maybe we should call this. And they're like, what are you, soft?
Yeah.
It's only 182 rounds.
Yes, Tom.
So they would stop it for darkness over cracked skulls or anything like that.
No,
the other things that you think would happen to people.
No, concussion, not stopping for that. Bare knuckles, 185 rounds.
Must have been a lot of hugging in that fight to go that many rounds.
Well,
killed somebody by round 8, you would think.
What would Mills Lane say?
Let's get it on.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom.
Hit a mic.
Yeah.
He's qualified. You're out. Hit both his ears.
Yes, Marv.
I've been punched in the face before. After one. No, that's it. That's it. That's it. You can have it. You can have it. No, thank you.
You've been punched in the face?
I have.
How'd it feel?
Oh, I could still feel it.
Did you deserve it?
Probably. I said something not nice.
Did you get knocked down?
Oh, no. I took care of business.
Oh, okay.
I swear on my son, I took care of business. Oh.
Well, no, but not your son wasn't involved in this. You're swearing on your son.
Yes.
Okay.
How long ago was it?
I was 20.
Okay.
In downtown Hartford.
But you said something stupid, and then you got punched, and then so this guy got beat up. Because you said something stupid.
Well, he was pushing me. We're leaving the club. He pushed me. And, you know, I was like, yo, relax. Why are you pushing me? Curse word. And he said something. He said, B, I'm from the blank blank of Hartford. And I mushed him.
Oh,
like,
dear.
Shut the bleep up. And then he cold cocked me. And then, then I got down to business.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You showed him who's who and what's what.
Yeah, who's who, what's what.
And I never want to fight ever again. So if somebody wants to try me, no. You got it.
So you're undefeated.
I guess you would call it undefeated.
Okay. Yes, Paul.
I'm probably about 2-7 in my career if I want to look back at it. If I was going to be honest with you.
But those
probably,
two were impressive.
Dining out on those.
Yeah. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Andy Staples feels Stetson Bennett may not become a 10-year great NFL QB, but he could have more of a Chase Daniel type career.
What we learned brought to you by Discover. We could talk about how with other credit cards and banks, it makes it really difficult to redeem credit card rewards. We could talk about how with Discover. Redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. Learn more. Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Sorry to those I didn't get to your phone calls. Thanks for joining us. Great to be back. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Dan Patrick Show.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, is now available in electric. The vehicles, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice, all yours. Learn more. mbusa.com/EQ.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.